Welcome back, everyone. I'm Simon Severino, your personal business coach. My mission is for you to live a financial freedom so that every day feels like vacation. You're doing what you like to do. You're having fun. You're enjoying it. And by doing that, you create an atmosphere of joy, of flow, of impact, of creativity, of productivity, where everybody wants to chip in. They want to be part of it. And so my question to you is, if money is just off the table, what is it that you want to do with your life? My job is to help you create revenue systems and investment systems that really fund that life, that give you the money needed so that you don't have to think about money. You can think about what you are here to do. We call that the sprint life, a life that feels like every day is vacation. Every day you get to do what you really want to do. That's what we call the sprint life. And today, my contribution to your sprint life is power move number 9. We had 9 power moves. You can go back and watch the videos. Power move number 9 is around incentives. Charlie Munger said once, "Show me the incentives and I show you the behavior." Smart sentence. And there are numbers showing us, if you look at the last 50 years of publicly traded companies, if they were owner-led or operator-led, the difference is up to 7% higher performance of the owner-led public companies. Why? Because if the owner runs the company, the incentives are 100% aligned. And so whatever you can do, make sure you align the incentives. For example, if you have a holding company, it's really hard to align all incentives. But if it's an owner running the business, all incentives are automatically aligned. So think of your business. Which incentives are there for employees, for the owner, for shareholders, for clients, for vendors, for suppliers? You have different stakeholder groups with different needs. Are their incentives all aligned? For example, you have a vendor that you are paying per hour. Is this vendor really aligned in terms of their incentives? Do they win if you win? Or are their incentives not aligned? Then they ship whatever they want to ship, but their incentives are not aligned. So let's look at that. Aligned incentives, or power move number 9, is how can we ensure everyone has skin in the game, keeping our execution fast and flawless? One example is changing your contracts from being around time to being around results. Now you create skin in the game. For example, instead of paying a PR firm for time, like put in 20 hours a week to get me onto the Wall Street Journal, instead of doing that, pay them for results. So you say, I give you $3,000 if you get me into Entrepreneur. I give you $45,000 if you get me into the Wall Street Journal. That creates skin in the game. Now, they win when you win, which means you have aligned incentives. They now like it to have weekly meetings with you, and you like having weekly meetings with them because now you are aligned. You both want you to be winning, and that creates alignment. So think about the people, the employees, the vendors, the suppliers, and all the relevant people in your world. How can you align the incentives? Because when you align incentives, something magical happens. Everybody collaborates, and collaboration is really more than just the sum of the parts collaborating. There is an emergent property. That's the magic of collaboration. More than just inputs put together, and it's more than an addition. There are emergent properties, and magic happens when people are aligned around the same incentives. So this was power move number 8. Hope you enjoyed our series around the power moves. You can catch me on X at Simon Severino, and let me know what you need next. Keep rolling.